we rejoice together in the joyous expectation that is ours as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of soon seeing Him face to face. The theme of the conference that we have started this evening is the coming of the risen Lord Jesus Christ for His redeemed ones. Not immediately coming in glory, not immediately coming as the King, but coming as the Savior for His redeemed people. And that is the theme of our conference, and this has been a wonderful taste of the joy that we're going to have throughout the week in thinking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ for His own people. I'd like to give a few brief comments on one aspect of this subject. And that is the gospel challenge of the rapture. When I use the word rapture, I'm thinking of the Lord Jesus coming and calling His own. And those who know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, will be caught up, raptured into His presence. Those who have died, have been buried, they will be raised from the dead. And those who are alive at that time of the coming of the Lord Jesus, not to earth, but coming so that we might meet Him in the air, then up we will go into His presence. The gospel challenge of the rapture. For me, it's an important subject. I trusted the Lord because of that challenge, and I pass it on tonight. Perhaps some in our company might likewise feel exercised to reach out and trust the Lord Jesus Christ because of the fact of the imminence of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a challenge both to His own people and to the unsaved. A challenge to believers to stimulate to godly walk. And to unbelievers to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and not to be left behind at His coming. We've heard so much in the wonderful singing we've enjoyed, this testimony of these believers singing to the glory of the Lord. We've been thinking of how the Lord Jesus Christ before the cross told of His going to prepare a place for His people. And He said, in promise, I will come again to receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. What a joyous promise is that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then came His atoning death. When He laid down His life as a ransom for sinners, when He took the sinner's place, and died in obedience to His Father, dying for us, taking our place in the judgment due to us, the judgment for our sins. The Lord Jesus, in atoning death, in the agony of Calvary, giving Himself for our sins. Oh, this is the gospel, the wonder of it, that now, many, many years afterwards, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved, born again. We can be given life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so He died for us, and then His victorious resurrection, and the 40 days, as we've heard in the song, when He appeared before believers on earth, many, many of them who came to see Him and believing witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ in resurrection. And then came His promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit. And the coming of the Spirit to empower His people for witnessing. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto Me in Jerusalem and in all of Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And then, at the time of His departure, angelic messengers, we heard this in song this evening, reminded the disciples that the same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And so this is the blessed hope of the believer. This is the blessed hope of him who died for us. The blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who died for us, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and give unto himself a people for a possession forever. We thank the Lord for the blessed hope that is ours. Sleeping believers, when they hear his voice, sleeping believers will rise from the cemeteries or the ocean or wherever they have been buried. They'll hear his voice, and the living saints will join them, and simultaneously in new bodies will gather to meet the Lord in the air and forever be with him, to see him as he is and be like him. It's great joy for the believer to know that the Lord is coming one of these days. A joyful anticipation for the believer. But what a great eternal sorrow it is for the unsaved when the Lord Jesus comes and they're left behind and don't go to meet him in the air. I've heard the testimony of many Christians through the years and have been surprised, really, how many cite the fact of the imminent return of the Lord Jesus at any time as the concern that they might be ready at the coming of the Lord and trust him. And many have testified, and I am one of those who can testify that this was the incentive that exercised my whole soul to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I was 10 years old out in Oakland, Alameda, California. And my father was working in the shipyards, and my mother was anxious to go out that evening when my father was absent. She wanted to go out and hear Mr. W.J. McClure, a saint of God of years gone by, who was preaching, ministering on the last chapter of the book of the Revelation. And my mother asked me, a young lad of 10, to take her to the meeting. Well, Brother McClure was a godly man, but he was a rather gruff bachelor as far as the children were concerned, and I wasn't too anxious to go, but I went along with my mother and went there to this gospel hall yonder in Alameda, California. And Mr. McClure was speaking about the terribleness of not being ready at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Lord Jesus Christ would come for his own, and the unbelievers are left, and those who are the Lord's are caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And I trembled, and as I looked at my mother sitting with me there in the little chapel, I realized that she was ready, and I wasn't. Oh, I had been in Sunday school for years, and I knew Bible verses by the dozen and the dozen, by the hundred, shall I say. I remember one time memorizing the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. I won a camera for that. Well, the camera has long since gone, but I still have the scripture that I memorized. There, Mr. McClure was warning that the Lord is coming. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? And then he turned, as I was trembling, realizing I wasn't ready, he turned, and in the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God, and spoke of the great grace of our gracious God, and the willingness of the Lord Jesus to have us, of his love and his kindness and his affection, and his atoning work for our sins on Calvary's cross. And my heart just opened and received the Lord Jesus as my Savior. And I cried for joy. And my mother looked down, she said, "What's the matter, laddie?" And I said, "Nothing the matter, Mother. I've just been saved. Just been saved." And as I thought of speaking this evening at the beginning of the conference and following this excellent presentation in song, this is what I would say. The Lord Jesus is coming. He may come before this night, before us is finished. What a joy it's going to be for us who know him to be caught up into the air and see him as he is and be like him. To see his lovely face and see those nail-pierced hands and his feet and his side and be at his presence. What a joy it is for us. It is the blessed hope. but for the unbeliever, eternal sorrow. I'd like to ask you a question. What would be your position should the Lord Jesus return tonight? Are you a child of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Would you be caught up in the rapture? If not, I would ask you to trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior tonight. And as I experienced many years ago, as a lad of 10, you'd find that joy and peace that comes into your soul when you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then you'll be one of that happy thought throng of millions of believers who are ready and waiting until the Lord comes to receive them unto Himself. And we heard that tonight. Will you be ready when the Lord comes? This is the message we bring in these few words. Will you be ready when the Lord comes? It might be tonight. Or will you continue to carry the burden of your sins and refuse the offer of salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, I urge you to trust Him as your Savior tonight. And the incentive is that the Lord is coming and you're not ready. That you might know the great grace that is His as you trust Him as Savior. That chapter Mr. McClure was speaking from that night says this, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come! Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus." We lift our hearts in praise and adoration to Him for His great grace. And as through this week, if the Lord hasn't come yet, as we go through this week, we have the joy of having our hearts encouraged and our souls stirred as we reflect upon the promise of the Lord, "I will come again and receive you unto myself." So we pray. Gracious Father, we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank Thee that He gave Himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto Himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Exercise the hearts of any unbelievers who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation, that even tonight they might know the joy of His salvation. That salvation that comes uniquely through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ because of His atoning work on Calvary's cross. We ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our coming Savior. Amen.